Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And I know that my next guest has, is at a birthday party? Dean, are you there? Good. Where are you?
Of some of the kids. It's quite an extravaganza here. One of the kids turned 10 in our neighborhood, and our school is having a party for the kids, which I had a good hand in organizing and contributing some of the things. I've got a health food store, so we provided some of the food.
And this is for friends of your kids?
That is right.
Well, the reason why we have you on, this is part 12 in our 18-part series, Parenting in America. What does it take to be a great parent? And Dean is with Fathers with Pride. It's an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives.
That is right, Phil. And we just think it's time we let the world know how well we treat our kids and how much better, really, than our ex-wives we treat our kids.
You say, it's kind of interesting, you treat your kids better than your ex-wife treats your kids.
Absolutely, Phil. I can give you countless examples of how I'm a better parent than my ex-wife.
Now, you and your wife are divorced.
That's true, yeah.
How did that happen, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind telling you, Phil. My wife and I were divorced after she claimed infidelity on my part, which was an utter lie.
It wasn't true.
No, it was not true. I was...
What were you doing?
Well, I was helping out my secretary. She was getting settled. Her boyfriend had asked her to leave. He claimed she was supplementing her income as a call girl. And I wanted to help her through a very tough time to show her that she did have value. I did not cheat on my wife. I did have sex with this woman, but it wasn't loving sex. And I also didn't think that there was anything wrong with her supplementing her income as a prostitute. I am a part of an organization of people who are trying to get prostitution legalized in the state of California.
All right, well, whatever. That's political stuff, but your wife and you split up. You say she threw you out?
She asked me to leave, yeah. But I think she's going to find that it was a bad decision because I'm going to show her that she made a mistake. And I think the best way to do that is by showing how much better you are as a parent and how much more I love my children.
You feel that you love your children more and that you treat your children better?
Yes, I do. First thing you do, Phil, is to try to get custody of the kids, which is what I'm trying to do and which most of the fathers and Father with Pride are doing. And right now, I have every other weekend, which is a standard custodial arrangement, but I do want my kids full time. I have a housekeeper. I have a nanny. I'm ready to hire a nanny for the kids. I have a beautiful home in Mill Valley. I travel 3 weeks out of four for my health food business, but that's why I do have a nanny and a housekeeper.
But you're talking about you being a better parent than your wife, and that's why you want custody.
Well, Phil, listen to the things that I do for my kids that my ex-wife's not doing. This summer, I'm going to be taking the kids on the Disney cruise. All right? Now, this is the Disney boats that go out of Orlando, and they go all over the Caribbean. The kids just love it. I purchased an Xbox, a GameCube, a Nintendo 64.
These are all things your kids have.
Yes, yes. We've got the PlayStation 2. We have the DDR dance game. We have surround sound. And the kids all have their own videos and DVDs. And what builds trust between us is that I don't impose any kind of a curfew on them.
How old are your kids?
They're 8 and 10.
8 and 10 and no curfew, see? Now, this is...
No, but wait, don't go there, Phil, because I know where they are, and they call me if they need a ride. But generally, there is an adult or other parents. Our housekeeper can give them a ride. My children love me, Phil, because the first thing you want to do is make it fun for them. And I do that. And I let the kids have hamburgers and hot dogs, and we have cookouts. We have ice cream. We have a year-long pass to Chuck E. Cheese. My kids are treated better by me than my ex-wife. And when the court sees this, they'll give me custody, and then they'll see that I was a way better parent.
All right, we're talking with Dean Wheeler with an organization called Fathers with Pride. You take your kids to all these things. You do all these things with your kids. When were your kids born?
My daughter was born in 90... I'm going to try and get... She was born in 90, or 92 or 93. She had a birthday, I know, last year.
But how old is your daughter?
I guess she's the 10-year-old.
Okay, and your son is what?
My son is 1994...
2002.
He's 8. Okay, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, 1994, 2002. Yeah, he's eight.
Right. My wife wants to retain custody. And even if I don't do all of these things for my kids, I don't know how I could allow her to get custody. Because, and this is going to be hard for me to say, I do suspect her of having molested them.
Wait a minute. Now, that is serious, and you have to call the police.
Well, I'm still gathering evidence, but you agree, Mr. Henry, no mother, like my ex-wife that may have molested the kids, should have custody.
Well, you had better have proof.
Well, my son came to visit with lipstick on his face, and her perfume was all over him. I can tell you one thing, that molestation thing's a real hot button. And when a judge hears it...
Well, do you have proof that your wife did this?
I'm still getting it, but you have to agree that's a hot button.
Well, you don't want to throw molestation around unless you got proof. 1-800-449-8686. That's a bad thing to do.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but it's a little tool.
1-800-449-8686. His name is Dean Wheeler. He's with Fathers with Pride, an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
yes,
are
hi.
You? Mr. Wheeler, I just have to say I cannot believe that you would sit here on national radio and tell everyone you think you're a better father than your ex-wife is a mother to your
well,
kids.
Well, I don't know
simply
how you
because
can
you
on
buy,
it. I don't
simply
know how
because
you can
you
comment
are,
on it.
Excuse me, can I finish my comment?
All right.
Simply
but
because
I don't
you
know
are
you
buying them
it.
Things like an Xbox and taking them on
yeah.
a cruise, that does not mean you are a better parent. In addition to that, you are actually trying to get prostitution legalized in the state of California. Which does not, I mean, good grief, that's definitely not something I would want my kids to be, you know, thinking about
well,
is legal.
Good for you, Jennifer, and you can raise your children any way you want, but don't tell me how to raise my kids.
And, you know, the thing about the molestation is very, very serious,
I don't think
you need to be going around accusing your wife unless you do have some proof. Perfume is not proof. I mean, good grief, she's probably hugging her kids, which who knows what you're doing.
You see what you're doing? You see? I told you, Mr. Henry, that molestation's a hot button.
It's a very hot
you don't
button,
want to throw that word around,
I
okay?
Before
well,
you
no,
even talked about molestation,
you
I was
suspect.
Mad because of you buying things for your kids does not mean you're a better parent.
When my kids come to visit me, we have hot dogs and hamburgers. They have all the ice cream. You see, my children love me because I provide for their needs.
Ice cream and hot dogs is not about
it's
love.
Fun.
Love is about showing them you care.
I
love
do.
Is about
okay.
spending time with them
well,
and... It's not about buying them toys.
You tell me, Jennifer, I had their bedrooms painted. There's a football player on his bedroom, and there are beautiful pink ribbons on my daughter's bedroom, and that's not caring.
These are all material things, and they don't make you a better parent.
I'm a better parent than my wife will ever be.
Because you decorate their kid, your kid's room?
She doesn't have it. She doesn't have a 64-inch TV for them.
Maybe she doesn't have the money to buy those kinds of things for her kids right now, but that does not mean she doesn't love them. Can I tell you, there are probably...
What do you know about it?
Excuse me, Mr. Wheeler.
What do you know about it?
I know a lot of parents that don't have very much money.
Are you a mother?
Am I a what?
Are you a mother?
Yes, I am a mother.
Can I ask you what DVDs you have for your kids, or what are you talking about?
You know, I don't
think
that's any of your business, because what I do for my baby is I spend time with her. I tell her I love her.
Does she have peanut? Oh, you tell her. I show my kids. We have hot dogs and peanut butter.
You show them by buying them material goods, which is not the way I would want my children to grow up thinking, oh, Daddy loves
well,
me because
Mr.
he's
Henry,
buying me
I
an
find,
Xbox and he's taking me on a cruise.
I always
and
find
I think,
from parents
I
that
think
can't
there
afford
are a million
things,
people out there listening to your show.
Look, somebody's got to back off and let the other one talk. Jennifer is talking. You had a chance.
No, but I always get the same thing from parents who can't afford or are too cheap to get their kids anything. They put down parents that can.
So you think
Excuse
you're
me.
Better because you have the money to spend
you know,
on your kids.
I'm not cheap. Let me put it that way, all right? I don't deprive
you know,
my kids.
Can I ask you a question,
I don't
Mr.
deprive. I don't deprive my children of anything. They want to have an Xbox or the GameCube. My only question is, where do we go to get it?
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Wheeler?
Sure.
Do you know any parents that are good parents that don't have to go out and buy their kids things just to show how much they love them? Do you know anyone like that?
I happen to have about an 8,000-square-foot home. We've got slides.
Here we go again.
We
what is the big deal?
Yeah, well, what have you got? Have you got a slide?
I have a baby who knows that I love her because
have you got,
I show
have
her
a,
and
a
tell
playhouse?
Her.
Do you have a playhouse? No.
My child is too
no.
young for a playhouse right now, but that does not matter. That's completely...
Has she seen Blade 2? Has your daughter seen Blade 2?
How old
she
is your daughter?
I love her.
How old is your daughter, Jennifer?
She's 8 months old.
8-month-old babies don't go see Blade 2.
See again the rationalization.
I don't think there's very many kids that need to see that.
But Jennifer, if you feel good about putting a rock in the bottom of your children's stocking at Christmas time, you live with that. What I like to do...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Dean Wheeler from Fathers with Pride, an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives. He has bought for his kids the Xbox, GameCube, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast, PlayStation, DDR dance game. You're also intimating, Mr. Wheeler, that you're going to go before a judge and say you suspect your wife of molesting them, even though you don't have proof.
I said to you, Mr. Henry, my son showed up with perfume and lipstick all over him.
Yeah, but you said that you know that that wasn't proof. You just thought you'd go before a judge because you know it's a hot button.
Let me tell you something. All the stuff that's going on right now with these priests, it's a hot button. When you say molestation, people go wild. And I can tell you right now, it's kind of interesting. It's fascinating to watch them just go nuts when you say molestation. So I've got that card. That one's up my sleeve.
Well, it sounds immoral and it sounds degenerated that you would use that against your ex-wife's simply because you're trying to get custody of the kids. So forgive me, I don't agree that that is necessarily a father with pride. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler on The Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, you can't say that.
No, wait a minute. I want you to repeat to my audience what you just said.
Well, what's to repeat, Phil? I make it fun for my kids.
Hold on. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You're at a kid's birthday party right now?
We are at a birthday party being thrown by a group of us dads for our kids. You bet.
Did you say that you let your children have wine?
Mr. Henry, my children are curious about things.
No, but didn't you say you let them have wine and watch you and your girlfriend pet?
Okay, you're going to have to slow down and let me talk.
Go ahead.
My children like it with me. I'm a better parent than my ex-wife because we make it fun for the kids. If they have curiosity, I let them have a little bit of wine at dinner. If my son is curious about women, I'll let him see... a picture in Playboy. It's not going to kill him. I'll let him see that. You wait until you're... But I do tell him that he has to wait until he's married. If my daughter is curious about sex, when my girlfriend Jan comes over, and the kids love Jan, we let the kids watch us engage in a little innocent petting, and that's just making out and the touching of a breast, and we make it very clean and very fun for the kids. If they're curious about marijuana... a puff on a joint, because let me tell you something.
Wait a second, man. Weed?
Don't judge me, Mr. Henry. I'm a better parent than my ex-wife, and I don't want to say anything because I don't know you. I could be a better parent than you. But when a child is curious about the world around him, for instance, my son saw me smoking a joint. I was working over some architectural plans, and I said, you can try a little bit. And he said, this is really fun, and we had fun. It was really, really fun with that for him.
You gave your son a hit on a joint?
Yes, sir.
An 8-year-old boy?
My son's 10.
You said he was 8?
That doesn't matter.
How old is your son?
My son is 8. You're right.
Okay. Let me go to Emma here on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a couple comments.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he's even making these comments.
What comment did I make, Emma?
You don't even know what a parent is. First of all, you don't even know how old your kids are. Phil Henry knows how old your kids are. You don't know how old your kids are.
I do know how old my kids are.
You did not know how old your kids were. He had to correct you. He said, "Oh, yeah, you're right. You don't know even how old your kids are."
My daughter is. Okay, now I've forgotten.
Your daughter is
okay,
10.
Okay.
Your
there
son
you
is a... Let me ask, what are your kids' names?
My daughter is Erica, and my son is Joshua.
Okay. What are their middle names?
My daughter's middle name?
Yeah.
It's...
He's pulling out the birth certificate.
No.
I'm sure he does not know.
No, I know. I want to be right. Don't you want to be right about things, Emma?
Yes, it doesn't take. If somebody asked what the middle name of my child was, I can tell you right now what it is.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. What's the middle name of your child?
Elizabeth.
Oh, how do I know you're not making that up? See, you just used any name. No, you just used any name.
Oh, come on.
Anyway,
I'm a stepfather.
Two,
I know the middle names of my stepkids.
What are they?
None of your business.
That's because he doesn't know.
I'm not
going to
say.
Number two, you travel 3 weeks out of 4 weeks, and you say, and you're hell of a nanny. And the housekeeper are raising your kids, and you call yourself a better parent than your ex-wife.
That's part of the tools of being a great father. I do travel.
That you're not around? And that you're not around?
But for the week that
I work with at-risk
youth.
And the reason why those kids are at risk is because the parents were never around.
And what if my ex-wife's a molester? You want to take that
chance? I really think that's a ploy, and you're grabbing at straws because you have no other evidence of all the stuff that you... Well,
if she's
that's
molesting
fine.
Those children...
I think it is extremely irresponsible to pull that word out when you don't have any evidence. You don't even have any anecdotal evidence to...
But you know it's a hot button. You see, Emma, you and Mr. Henry react to that word, don't you? See, that's my ace in the hole. People don't like molestation.
It's because I work with kids who have been sexually molested, and it is not a joke. It is not a joke. Now, my daughter went to school today, and she had perfume, and I kissed her on the cheek goodbye. She had lipstick on her cheek. Does that make me a molester? No, it does not.
That's a red flag.
It's a red flag because I hugged her goodbye because she had my perfume on.
So you're putting your lips all over like, meh. Is that what you're
doing? I kissed her on the cheek goodbye. Have a nice day.
How'd she get all that lipstick all over her?
You have no sense of reality whatsoever.
I'm just simply saying that I'm a part of an organization of men who are way better parents than our ex-wives who threw us out of the house because we made a mistaken judgment.
Sex with another woman outside of marriage. That is a mistake.
I wasn't unfaithful to her.
And I want to screw you out, too.
I wasn't unfaithful to her, though.
How do you say how do you say you're not unfaithful to a woman if you had sex with another woman?
Because I didn't love her. Because the sex was meant to try to heal a young woman who didn't think she was worth the money she was charging as a prostitute.
But this is coming from the same man who wants to legalize prostitution, but now it makes sense.
Well, because, and what has that got to do with anything?
I assume that you did.
Do you know that our house, the week that I'm home, we have hot dogs and burgers and all kinds, and a clown comes over?
A clown living at home. There doesn't need to be a clown to come over. There's one living at home.
Isn't that funny? I bet
you're
pretty
funny.
You know what? Right now, my kids are having a great time at a birthday party that I financed.
If I was 8 years old and 10
ride.
Years
Where's
old,
your kid
and I
right
could
now?
Drink
Sitting
wine
and, playing and with
smoke
a razor
pot and watch my dad kiss his girlfriend and touch her breast, sure, I wouldn't want to be with my mom either.
Emma, right
There's
now,
no
my children, right
Let me
now,
tell
my
you
children
something,
are, on
Mr.
A
Wheeler.
Mule, are on a burrow ride here,
kids,
and they're going to go see a clown, and your kid is sitting there playing with a plastic bag. I think there's
kids
a lot of...
You don't
need
parents, okay? Kids do not need friends.
Right.
Discipline is to teach... Okay? To set limits and boundaries with your kids, to teach them what's right from wrong, is love. Not a burro ride, not hot dogs, and marijuana joints,
wine. Where's your child right now? You don't know,
My
do
child
you?
Is in her bedroom playing with her Barbie.
All right. Emma, thank you very much.
Is that okay?
Thank you, Emma, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Megan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Megan, go ahead.
Okay. As far as Mr. Wheeler, you and your molesting comments, you've never been in that situation.
You don't like that word. You
from
don't like...
their father's house or from their mother's house on visitation and find that they have been molested and it's really true, then
see, this is
the
thing,
put your child in that situation, let alone your ex-wife.
See how people don't like that word?
You know, none of us like that word. So you're just going to pull it out of your hat and try to get custody of the kids?
You got to admit, it's a powerful weapon.
That is slanderous. It's libelous. Your wife can sue you.
But how's she going to prove that she didn't molest him?
You're an evil man if you do that, okay? You destroy somebody's reputation like that.
Megan, you know what I'm talking about, though, right? It scares you, doesn't it?
You're using your children as a pawn against your ex-wife.
Maybe. But I'm a better father than she is. She's a mother, so she can't be as good a father. You see what I'm saying? She tries to be as good a father, that's all.
Oh, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Dean Wheeler is with us. He's with an organization called Fathers with Pride, an organization of men who are divorced and proud that they're better parents than their ex-wives. You've purchased your kids PlayStation, Nintendo 64, Xbox, GameCube.
Phil, it's not just about the things. It's about the love that goes into those things, too.
A 64-inch television. You also say that your 8- and 10-year-old children have watched adult films.
Phil, my girlfriend Jan, worked in the adult film business for 5 years. We have a collection of some of her movies, and the kids have watched them with us because we tell the kids that this is all make-believe, and the kids realize it's all a big joke, and we have a big laugh over it. So don't try to pretend, Mr. Hendry, that you've uncovered some big story here.
8- and 10-year-old kids watching adult films.
Like I said, the kids know that it's all a big joke and it's all pretend.
What's all pretend?
Well,
you tell the kids that the adult films that they're watching are all pretend?
Yes, we do. And my kids, as a result, as the children say today, what time it is out on the street. They're probably not walking around with their knees tied together like your kids, or walking around like they have a broom handle up their rear ends. They're good kids, and it's all just a big joke. We watch some adult films. If the kids want to have a little glass of wine, and we have a big laugh over it.
Okay, that's all I need to hear, okay?
Oh, and what are you going to do? My wife, she goes out to the gym. She goes out to movies with her friends. She gets her hair done. That's called child neglect. So don't tell me.
Here is Crystal on the Phil Hendry Show. Crystal, go ahead.
Mr. Wheeler, I just wanted to call and let you know that I think you're a real jerk. You should not allow your children to watch Blade and play violent video games and smoke marijuana.
What about the adult films?
What about it?
That's the issue. Oh, so you don't mind them watching the adult films?
Oh, the adult films?
Yeah.
No, that's totally wrong, too. That could totally ruin them for the rest of their lives.
They know it's make-believe.
It's not make-believe. Those people are actually having sex on those films.
But they don't love each other. They don't love each other.
So that makes it make-believe?
Yes. They're just doing it because they get paid to do it.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What are you talking about? My kids have hot dogs and...
Yeah, we know, hamburgers, and you have a clown.
Yes, we do. We have clowns for them. What are your kids doing right now, Mr. Hendry?
My kids right now are probably doing their homework.
Sure.
So they need to be. I make $26,000 a year. I'm a single mother of a 3-year-old.
Do your kids have Xbox?
No, she's 3. She doesn't need Xbox.
Are you going on the Disney cruise with her?
As a matter of fact, I am in August.
Okay.
That's irrelevant. My daughter knows.
First class.
I love her unconditionally, and she loves me unconditionally. Not because I buy her things.
Did you ask her?
I'm sorry?
Did you ask her if she loves you?
Yes.
You did? And you believe her answer?
Yes, Eden, you love your mother, don't you? Yes, Mother, I do.
Oh, sure. Like she's telling the truth. She says
she is. My daughter loves me more than anything
she
says
that
on
she
this earth.
If she gave you the wrong answer, you could starve
her
to death.
She's in the background right now saying, yes, Mother, I do love you.
Yeah, sure. You're a liar.
I have a 1,000-square-foot apartment. I make $26,000 a year, and my child loves me.
I have to tell you, Crystal, if you have to ask her for your love, for her love, it's a little weird.
I don't have to ask her for my love.
Well,
I just like to hear her say it.
You just said you did.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you asked me if
Did she ask you if you love her?
Wait a minute. I don't know. What are you asking?
I'm asking you, did she ask you if you love her?
Who?
This caller.
No, she didn't ask me if I... What's that got to do with anything?
Well, the two of you were talking about unconditional love.
I'm saying that my daughter regardless of an 8,000 square foot home or fancy clothes.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love me?
Sure.
Do you love me?
I love you? I love everybody.
Well, all right.
I love
what are you giving me a hard time for?
I'm sorry?
You love me.
Will you get off this who loves who kick, okay? We're talking about...
No, I asked her if she loved me.
Who cares if she loves you? It's about whether your kids love you.
But I think you're a real jerk for allowing your children to behave the way they do.
Yeah, sure, her kids love you.
All right, well, I just wanted to, that molestation thing.
Yeah, it's a real hot button. 1-800-449-8686. Stephen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey.
Turn your radio down.
This dude is really sick. He has a problem, and he's trying to punish his wife.
Who are you talking about?
That guy. What's his name? Mr. Wheeler?
That's me. I'm Mr. Wheeler. You talking about me?
Yeah, you. You are sick. And you trying to punish your wife by doing that crap?
I haven't said it. So I buy my kids toys, and that makes me sick.
You're very sick.
Oh, why? Because I buy my kids toys.
You're trying to get back at your wife because she made probably
she's a slut who
she
threw
probably
me out.
Made the wise decision to leave your ass.
How do you figure that? She threw me out because I was trying to help the young.
Because you're stupid.
I was trying to help
and
a young lady.
What you're doing now is even more stupid. You know.
I buy
you're gonna
my
hurt
kids.
Those kids in the long run.
Oh yeah, that really hurts
you.
You're
gonna mess your kids up.
Taking them to
worse than you are messed up.
Taking them to Disneyland, that really hurts them.
You're going to mess them up a lot
Look,
worse than you
Look, don't be giving
you
me your jive
up.
Talk about raising
You
kids.
Are not a man.
You,
you sound like a disturbed child.
Let me ask you
and
a question.
And you're messing your kids up.
Do you keep your crack stash away from your kids? Because
All right,
you're
that's
keep
not,
your
no,
stash
you're,
away.
Okay. All right, thank
Somebody.
You. I can still hear the party going on. Goodbye. All right, that's Dean Wheeler with... Why don't we just call his organization, We're Better Parents Than Our Ex-Wives. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I was the voice there of Dean Wheeler. What a bad voice. It was a tough one to do coming off of straining my throat the way I did at the horse races on Saturday. I have to very quickly follow it up with that comment. Otherwise, I got all kinds of jackasses sitting here going, strain your voice, strain your throat, do something with your mouth. No, screaming at the horse races. Anyway, the voice of Dean Wheeler was performed by me, as well as I performed my own part there. And the people that called in, they thought Dean was a real guy. I like the idea, though, of an organization of men who simply say, we're better parents than our ex-wives. Because that's really the way most people play it anyway. Most of these divorced people, really disgusting individuals, who, you know, play the kids off of each other. And they did this, and they did that, and I'm a better parent. And it was really inspired by a call we had on the show the other day from someone who said, we should do an hour about how somebody wants to do it with double Christmases. I said, I don't even know what it is you're talking about, man. He said, well, you know, these divorced parents, they have two Christmases, you know, one with mom, one with dad, two Easters, one with mom, one with dad. It's a competition. And I thought, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's twisted and sick. I shouldn't make any comments about divorced people and stepchildren and not being able to hold a marriage together for the sake of the kids, because I know too many people who haven't been able to do that. But hey, if it happens, it happens, and it's a sad thing. But when you begin the ultimate destruction of your kids' lives by doing this, let's have two Christmases, two Easters, and you know what? Your dad's a scumbag and your mom, she's no good, and this is your Uncle Joe. Why don't you give the kids a break and shut up? You know, if you don't like each other, you can go to court. You can rape each other six ways to sunset. You can rake each other over the coals all day long. Just leave your kids out of it. Be man enough and woman enough to leave your kids out of it. Just maybe once in your life, get a little manhood going and a little womanhood going, and just leave your kids completely out of it. Although I did really see a cool thing on Cops the other night. It was a car chase. This guy was running down the road at about 90 with his two kids in the truck. The cops were chasing him. I think it was on the Greatest Police Videos. Really cool. Guy wound up going right through a barrier on the side of a freeway. That was just great, Charlie. What a moron. And then these two lesbians having the deaf baby so that they can have a baby that shares their deaf experience. If somebody doesn't take that story and... create some kind of a legislation where we finally will have the thing that I've longed for years. You got to go in and have, you know, go in and have a battery of tests before they allow you to have kids. I think that's a great idea. I think licensing for parents is just marvelous. What's that? You're pregnant? Yeah. Let me see your license. Well, I didn't, let me see the license. Well, I don't, well, looks like you're going in for an abortion tomorrow morning. Sorry. I'd love that. Who's the father? Well, it's Charlie over there. Who told you you could have a baby with this woman? Well, I just thought it was my right. Well, it isn't your right. Let me see your license. I don't have it. Okay, you're going in. You're getting sterilized tomorrow. That's the end of your wayward ways, isn't it? Well, you can't do that. This is America. Oh, this is America. I forgot. This is America. This is America what? And go ahead. Finish the sentence. This is America. We have a right to have kids. You have a right to have kids and screw their lives up, right? Well, I'm not going to screw their lives up. I mean, Listen, I'm the pregnancy police, lady. You don't have a license? No. Get ready for a good sock in the gut. Better that than bring your poor, messed up kid into the world. And then the next thing you know, we got to deal with it. You see what I'm saying? Otherwise, he's going to wind up like Marlon Brando. And we can't have that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello, Joe. You there?
Yeah, hi. Phil.
Yes, sir.
I know it's kind of off the topic right now, but I've been trying to get through the line for the past couple nights. I wanted to mention about that Israeli Arab conflict.
First thing you
got
to do to get through is you got to call the number.
Yeah, I called the number.
Oh, you did? All right.
I'm talking to you now. I was on hold for a little while.
You said last night you couldn't get through.
Well, I know, but it's been busy, and then, you know, you got it's full. A guy picked
all right, go
up
ahead.
Says, you know.
So, off the topic, but what was it?
Yeah, the whole Israeli Arab thing. You keep saying, you know, how, you know, I mean, I totally agree with, you know, the Israeli way. You know, you got to do something about it. These guys are coming in here blowing stuff up. But if you want to be treated like a superpower, you got to act one like one, because they're going in here. They're shelling the whole town. They're not letting people
leave
their
houses.
How
do you know? How do you know what they're doing?
Because I read the paper.
No. Excuse me. You don't know what they're doing. There's a practical news blackout going on. There's speculation as to what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing. You're listening to...
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you're listening to a bunch of Palestinian cabinet ministers. Those guys are born liars, professional liars, talking about the massacre of their poor, innocent people. Well, those scumbags are the ones that ran into the Church of the Nativity and locked the doors using guns, holding the priests at gunpoint. How are you supposed to get them out of there?
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, they're cowards for going in there. But, I mean... These are reporters from our country writing this in the Times Union. I mean, I'm sure
reporters
some of it's
from our
involved,
country.
But
these guys are trying to take what they think is a real unique angle on this. And what's the unique angle? I know. Let's say that the Palestinians are all brave freedom fighters and they really desperately want a homeland. All those guys want is what really all the Arab world wants. They want to kill Jews and they want to kill Americans. They want to destroy Israel, and they have no interest whatsoever in any peace process. Israel is the only country that gets that. Everybody else is deluded into thinking that Palestine wants a homeland. They want to murder Jews. They want to destroy Israel. They'll still live in the same toilet they're living in. They'll still live in the same houses with the non-flushing toilets and still live with rats and vermin. They don't care. They don't know any better. But what they do want to do is murder the state of Israel. They want to kill as many Americans as they can. They want to run us out of that part of the world and eventually see the destruction of a Western way of life, because they've had a hard-on for European Christianity and Western civilization since the Moors got their asses kicked out of Spain however many hundreds of years ago it was. And ever since they took over Constantinople and turned it into a toilet called Istanbul, they haven't been happy with that. This is a hundred-year-old conflict, folks. Hundreds and hundreds of years. You think this is about a Palestinian homeland? What are you, dreaming? I might have been born at night, baby. It wasn't last night. This is a conflict that goes back hundreds of years about an Arab Mideast culture and a European culture that have been at odds over the Holy Land and a particular way of life, one against the other, for hundreds of years. And today, they very dishonestly and very cowardly use the Palestinian homeland issue as the big issue that they're hanging their hat on. They couldn't care less whether every Palestinian died tomorrow and slowly. They use the Palestinians 1 week. They use the integrity of Saddam Hussein the next. They use whatever the hell, their Muslim religion the next week. They'll come up with any baloney excuse to do the thing that they've always wanted to do, murder Jews and murder Americans. The Saudi Arabians want to do it. The Syrians want to do it. The Egyptians want to do it. The Iranians want to do it. At least the Iranians have got the balls to say it, and the Iraqis have got the balls to say it. It's the Egyptians and the Saudi Arabians that really make me sick to my stomach. They're the lionest pack of people you ever saw in your life. But they want the same thing. This isn't about a Palestinian homeland. This is about the murder of the Israeli state and the eventual decline of the West because the Arab world, the Muslim world, has not reconciled itself to the existence of any other way of life. It started with the Crusades, it started with the Moors, it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And it ain't got nothing to do with Palestinians. Bin Laden, he prays for Palestinians to die. Every night he lays on that carpet of his and prays that more Palestinians will die. Because that means he's got an excuse to do what he does. The suicide bombers of Hamas and Hezbollah, they get on their knees and pray to Allah every night that Palestinians die, more and more and more of them at the hands of Israelis, because then they can use that as a reasoning for their murder. So they love to see Palestinians die. They skip with joy when Palestinians die. So that gives them excuse to fire their rockets into Israel and do the things that they do. If Palestinians weren't dying, if Israelis and Palestinians were not in the middle of this conflict, Hezbollah would have to go out and create something new. And it's probably a little bit too much for their pea brains. But who knows, they'd probably come up with it. So the more Palestinians that die in the Middle East, the more Hezbollah, Hamas, and all of the countries over there, including Iraq and Iran, the more they love it. They love it. Because that gives them all the reasoning they need to continue their self-righteous, breast-beating baloney about a Palestinian homeland and all the reason they need to kill more Jews. The Israelis are the only country in the world that get it. They know exactly what they're up against. They know exactly what it is they've got to do. The rest of the world has lost the moral courage to follow through, including our own president. Bush, all of a sudden, has turned coward. Now, all of a sudden, this war on terror? Oh, well, see, that don't apply to the Israelis. See, that's a whole different... Oh, I see. Since all of a sudden, when did this guy turn into a gutless swine? This was the President of the United States talking about how we were going to have a war on terror, and now he's leaving the Israelis out to dry. Look, this is a war. Either you fight it or you don't, okay? But quit paying lip service to this so-called war on terror when you're not willing to back up some people who are fighting for their very lives. By the way, this is a comedy show. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.